Well, it might not seem like the ideal time to get out and exercise in Prince George. Certainly, it's a bit cold, certainly slippery in some places. Doesn't deter some folks, but a study happening in the city right now proves many elderly people are going outside to exercise, even in the winter. The study looks at the impacts of exercising outdoors on people who are over the age of 55. Kim Menounos is the site coordinator for the study.
Can handle 35 participants. We're running at full tilt, 7 people per day. We had lots of response, though. So there's a few people that are actually on backup that if somebody drops out, we can fill a space right away. Oh, at first, you know, we hung posters around town, and it was a little slow in terms of the response to the posters, but it really picked up. And in fact, we had more than enough response. A lot of people have signed into the project actually to help themselves to form these good habits, because they need to commit to 7 days a week of 30 minutes of activity outside. We're really impressed at the number of people that are willing to do this. And maybe in that age group, perhaps there's people with a bit more time. I don't know if that's one of the factors. We're in week 3 right now. We don't run during the Canada Winter Games. And then, although some of our participants want to continue collecting data because they're so awesome.
That is Kim Menounos, and she's a coordinator of a study in Prince George. And it's had a warm reception from elderly people exercising daily outside in the city. Now, one of those people might be your local newspaper delivery person.
Hi, my name is Hilda Blockland. We're going out to do a half-hour walk. This is my first one today. It's a little bit slippery, though, in some places. I was sitting and watching my weight climb, and I decided I needed exercise, but I wasn't very motivated, and I needed some motivation. So maybe a little part-time job would sort of fill it in and get me going. Watch, it's slipping too. I do not believe in crossing lawns and things like that, because I am out for exercise. The route that I picked was about a half an hour, which is what they sort of recommend for walking. And it has one nice little hill in it. That's what really appealed to me, because that would really get me going. And other than that, it's just in my close area. I don't have to get up and get in my vehicle and drive. I just get out and start walking.
At 5:30 in the morning?
Yes.
6 days a week?
Yes.
Through snow?
Rain, snow, what have you.
It's a 55-plus study. Can I ask how old you are?
A little over 60. I have taken a hiatus, if you want to call it. I slipped and I fractured my ankle. Had a little medical thing time out there. I just hit an ice patch and I just went down, and it's just part of the course. On slippery days, like maybe today, it might be a little bit slippery in spot. I just slow down and take my time. I'm not on a clock. Papers have to be delivered by 7 o'clock, so. But that gives me enough time. Some of my people on my run, they open the doors and say good morning and shovel their drive and we talk.
Hi there.
Good morning.
See, that's Fred. Turns on the light and everything. We chit-chat a few minutes and then we go on my way. Some days he decides to sleep out on me, but other than that, he's allowed.
Once in a while.
Take care.
You too.
See ya.
Day.
Yeah, take care. And the gentleman over there, he likes to, he does their driveway, and this driveway, because they're all seniors, so they all stick together. My gut feeling is that so many of us baby boomers are taking early retirement from our jobs at 55 or 60, and instead of sitting at home, we choose to get out and be active. I'm going to stop here. A lot of the seniors, they probably just do things like walking, which is quite easy for the cardiovascular, as opposed to going out on big machines and that. And sometimes some of those machines scare a lot of the people, so they just want it simple, because basically walking does a lot of good for you. There are some days that they have air quality warnings out and that, but where I am here, I don't seem to notice it, and I don't believe in running and jogging. I'd be probably prone to a lot of injuries or what have you. It's quiet in the morning, and the air is so clean and fresh. It's just beautiful.
Listen to the crunch of that snow. Hilda Blockland is one of more than 35 people taking part in a study right now as it's looking at people over 55 years of age who are exercising outside in the winter. And we want to hear what you just what you think of what you've just heard. And do you exercise outside in the winter? Tell us more about it and what kind of experience it is for you.